Good day, everybody. This is Mayor Dave Miller. We're starting a new podcast that we're calling Miller Time. And that's a time for me to talk direct to the citizens of Leeds about the current topics, about some old topics that you may have forgotten today, but that we must be aware of as we realize where our city's been and where we're headed. This is going to be very informal. I'm going to talk about probably 30 or 40 different topics over a period of time, but everything that we're going to discuss is stuff that's hot right now as we approach the election season. Our city has come a long way, and there's lots of good information out there. There's lots of misinformation out there, and this is a matter of telling you what's really good and what's really going on in our city. And what I would like to do as we do these podcasts is cover things that have been important in the past, but things that have come up recently and need some explanation. Transparency has always been the hallmark of this administration. We take input from the citizens and we listen. And so I want to give you some feedback as to how that input from the citizens has been turned into actions that have done good things for the city over my tenure as mayor. Some of the points that we're going to be covering in each one of these podcasts would include the jobs created in the city. People don't realize it, but in the time that this administration has been in office, we've created well over 1,300 new jobs. And believe it or not, 80 or more now new or expanded businesses. And I have a list of those. Some of those have failed, as happens with small business, but it shows that we are open for business and that people want to do business here in the city of Leeds. I'll talk about the fact that we have partnered with our City Board of Education for new schools, remodeled schools, done a considerable amount to increase our athletic facilities and the general infrastructure of our school system. Things that show a genuine partnership and emphasize what I have said from day one is that education is the number one priority of this administration. We're going to talk about some of our acquisitions like Bucky's, that gas station, which as everybody now knows is a whole lot more. It's a wonderful travel store. It's brought lots of new jobs to the city, but there's a whole lot about that that needs to be explained to the people. I'm going to talk about some of the infrastructure upgrades that we have done and some of the facilities that we've created that make the quality of life in the city of Leeds better and better. We'll mention things like our splash pad and our new pickleball court and the renovations that we've done with our city hall and the acquisition of the old city and giving us essentially a new city hall without having to buy a new city hall. We'll talk about things like the upgrades to our outlet and drive-in theater there and the plans for the future. And we have some incredible plans for the future for that area where we're going to be building a brand new sports park, a regional draw sports park. It'll still be available for our local kids to use for tournaments and so forth. But this is going to remake the face of the city of Leeds with all the good things that are going to be going on over on that end of town. The city owns 100 acres there that's going to be developed for commercial property. That will include, hopefully, a big box store. Can't say any names yet, but we're working on a couple of them and all the things that will come along with that. And a resort area called Crystal Lagoon. Here we're going to have this great white sand beach facility with Margaritaville type for the hotels, something that will be a wonderful thing, not only for the tourists and people using our sports park, but for our citizens as well. We have done a tremendous amount towards remaking our downtown. We've changed it from the standpoint of zoning. We've got approval of a brand new partially federally funded upgrade to our sidewalks, our downtown city lighting, our signage. And this is just on top of all the other things we've done to improve the beautification of our downtown area. Let's talk about such things as our senior center and the great program that's been initiated there and the upgrades that have taken place in that regard. We'll mention the various federal programs that we've got, such as the ADA sidewalk crossing and drainage restoration in the avenue sections of our downtown. And some of the personnel issues too. You know, this city has appointed its the first African-American city judge in the city's history. Appointed a permanent school resource police officers in all four of our city schools, and each of them is equipped with their own vehicle and special training for the defense of our children. We created a downtown historic district with new building murals and parks. And the park itself, our big memorial park, has been upgraded significantly. We've paved the walking track. We've put in an outdoor exercise facility. We've completely redone the children's playground. All of these are things that have been done kind of under the radar in some cases. But we think that the citizens ought to be aware that there are good things going on in the city of Leeds, and we want to share this Miller Time podcast with you to make sure that everybody knows what's good in the city of Leeds.